So we're going to see if we can finish this before I go. Because we're on number 40 and there's 41. And we've done 6 of the 7 Arya Jewels of Enlightenment. Okay, so the verse was saying, may all beings attain the 7 jewels of an exalted being. This is the prayer of a bodhisattva when seeing someone engaged in business. So having developing inner jewels rather than external jewels. So far we've talked about faith, ethical conduct, learning, generosity, integrity, consideration for others, and the last one is discriminating wisdom. So discriminating wisdom, we need a lot of. Okay, we need it in many areas of our life. In a practical way, just to live as a human being in this world, we need discriminating wisdom, because otherwise we can't run our lives very effectively, and we're shady here and ineffective there, and so on. In terms of dharma, we need discriminating wisdom that understands karma, that understands what caused, what actions, verbal, mental, and physical actions, are the causes of happiness, and what actions are the causes of suffering, so that we can then practice one and abandon the other. So we need discriminating wisdom there, not just making up our own version, like the lies other people tell. Those are non-virtuous. The lies I tell, there's a good reason, and they're okay. You know? We know that one already, don't we? Yeah, so that's not discriminating wisdom. That's why we need discriminating wisdom. And then we also need the discriminating wisdom that understands suchness. Suchness being another word for emptiness. The lack of inherent existence of all persons and phenomena. So we really need to put energy into developing that wisdom that can accurately discern how things exist. You know, what exists and what doesn't, and of the things that exist, how they exist. Because things appear one way, but they exist in another way. They appear very real and solid from their own side, like we're living in an objective world, but in actual fact, things come into existence through a process of labeling and in relationship to the minds that perceive them. So developing discriminating wisdom about this really frees us from the suffering of our own projections, especially the projection, it's not only a projection, but especially the appearance of inherent existence, of this whole thing of feeling that it's an objective world out there and a completely solid me in here. Who, of course, then as soon as we have configured the world that way, how do we relate to it? You know, there's me and there's the world, and I'm going to get what I want from the world. It has a duty to provide me with what I want, and I'm going to fight with it when it doesn't give me what I want. And that produces so many afflictions, which lead to so many actions, which leads to so much suffering. So we really need that discriminating wisdom that sees how things exist. So those are the 7 jewels of an Arya.